有一个事情我跟弟兄姊妹讲一讲，因为我们经弟兄他的背不大舒服，所以我们勉强他坐下。I want to explain to brothers and sisters, Brother Ding, because he's not very comfortable in his back, so we kind of forced him to sit down. So brothers and sisters, please understand. Okay. We have a prayer to start.
So, 我们首先，会上帝赐给我们这样好的机会，在你的面前，我们感谢你。
Lord, first, this afternoon, because you have given us this good opportunity to be together, we thank you.
主啊，你是喜欢真实，称无虚假。
Lord, you love truth, and you hate falsehood.
所以主，我们是照着我们的本相到你面前来。
So Lord, therefore we have come to you in our own, in our original shape.
我们所有的一切行动、一切语言、一切思想，在你的面前都是赤裸敞开。
Our thought, our action, our speaking to you is all open.
所以求主怜悯我们，饶恕我们所有对你的亏欠。
So Lord, we pray that you have mercy on us, and you forgive all the shortchanges we have toward you.
主，我们有的时候对你也是不够敬畏。
Lord, sometimes we are not respecting you enough, and oftentimes we have sinned against you. Lord, we pray that your blood indeed cleanses us from all this.
主啊，你教导我们说，要精心祷告，免得入了迷惑。但是我们有的时候既不精心，也不祷告，违背你的命令，也求你饶恕我们。
Lord, you asked us, you have taught us to be watchful and pray. But Lord, we admit that oftentimes we are not watchful and we didn't pray. And for that, we also ask you to forgive us.
主啊，多少时候我们到你面前来的时候，你跟我们说，我们如果奉你的名，无论向你求什么，你都要为我们成就。但是我们很多的时候真的不知道应该求什么。
Lord, also you have taught us that when we come to you and in your name, by your name, whatever we ask for, you will accomplish. But Lord, oftentimes we come to you, we did not know what to ask.
所以我们求主借着圣灵在这里教导我们这样祷告。
Lord, so we pray that through the Holy Spirit that you teach us how to pray.
叫我们能够明白你的心意，叫我们转变我们现在的情况，好叫我们成为一个你所喜悦的人。
So Lord, so that we can understand your heart and your mind, that we can indeed be turned into ones that would be pleasing to your heart.
主啊，你也知道我们属于你，撒旦是恨我们，所以求你保守我们。不遇见那恶者，不进入试探。
Lord, also, you, because we belong to you, that Satan hates us. So, Lord, we pray that you keep us, so that we do not enter into the temptation.
主啊，也求你，因着你宝血的缘故，使我们的良心在你面前能够平安，在这里敞开的可以彼此交通。
So, Lord, we also.Pray that by your blood that our conscience can be clear, that we can have a very open fellowship here.
主啊，我们也知道一切属灵的恩赐、全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，是从众光之父那里赐下来的，所以我们的心仰望你。
Lord, we also know that all the spiritual blessing comes from above, comes from the Father of light. Therefore, Lord.Our hearts look toward you.
请你垂听我们祷告， 这个下午与我们同在。
Lord, listen to our prayers. This afternoon, be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我觉得有一个难处。
There is a difficulty I have.
我们都知道祷告是一个非常重要的。
We all know that prayer is very important.
所以每个人都愿意在这里学习怎样能够祷告合乎神的旨意。
Therefore, every one of us are willing to be here to learn.How to pray, we want to learn how to pray and pray in the will of the Lord.
那么祷告应该是让他学会祷告的人来领到这个祷告这个小组是比较好一点。
Prayer should be one led by one who knows how to pray.
很抱歉。我到现在才觉悟到，我过去许多的日子没有好好的学习祷告。
But I have to be very sorry to you because I just recently realized that in the days past I did not learn how to pray.
今年我是82岁，刚刚过了两天。
And this.Today, I'm 82 years old and 2 days past that.
我想啊，这一回想，如果也觉得说，我这个人过去浪费很多的时间，以至于我的圣经没有读好，祷告也没学会。
And when I think back, I have wasted much time. Therefore, I did not learn how to read the Bible well. I did not learn how to pray well.
所以呢，我就对一些弟兄姊妹说，我把那个80年都划掉，现在我成2年，从此以后开始学习，好好在祷告方面，在读经方面重新学习。
So I told some brothers and sisters, I'm 82 years old now.And I take 80 years away, so it's like I'm only 2 years old. And from now on, I have to learn how to study the Bible well and how to pray well.
当然，我也尽量盼望能够对弟兄姊妹有一些帮助。所以呢，我就费了一些功夫啊，在圣经里，在教会历史那些前面的弟兄姊妹的。他们的祷告里面想学习一些我们应该学到的东西。
So, but in order to be of some help to brothers and sisters, so I have spent some time the gleaning from the Bible and also gleaning from what the previous saints have learned in this matter of prayer. So I put them together for our benefit.
为了这个缘故呢，所以我就写了一点祷告小组参考资料。
So for that reason, and because of that, I have written down some material as a reference to brothers and sisters partaking in this workshop.
所以对不起，你们拿回去以后再看一看。
So I'm very sorry to ask that when you go back, please.Take a look again.
我看望今天拿回去，明天还有个下午呢，是你们看完了以后有什么看法，有什么意见，或者有什么见证，有什么体会，弟兄姊妹可以讲。
I'm asking that the brothers and sisters, if you have time.And after this afternoon, you can read it. And tomorrow, if you have some comments, some opinions, some even some testimony, and you can have a time and opportunity to share.
因为你现在来不及看。
But you won't have time to read it now.
我后来又发现，去看这个圣经，找那个祷告的例子，祷告的范例，祷告的教训，祷告的这一方面，越看越多。
When I started to look into the Bible to look for examples and the teachings about prayer, and I found there are more and more.
所以我想，越写越多，越写越多，不得了的事情。
So I, when I started to write, it seems to be more than I could write.
所以我只能写到36，我要停下来。
So when I write to item number 36, I have to stop.
我就发现，祷告是离事离对，不同的人，不同的职业，不同的环境，不同的年龄，不同的性别，不同的经验，啊，反正是祷告都不一样。
I find that in the Bible, throughout the generations, people of different kind of people, different profession, different ages, different places, different circumstances, the prayers are different.
基督徒也是一样，从他开始重生得救，做基督徒就开始祷告。没有一个人不经过祷告他能得救的。
And it's the same with the all Christians. Since the time he was born again and being saved, he has to pray. There's no single Christian that can be saved without prayer.
神是无所不在，无所不知，无所不能。所以我们的祷告，你不管用什么方式，他都能够听见。
God is is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. So our prayer, no matter what form, He will hear.
有许多人想，祷告是神儿女的特权，我们特别有这个权利可以向父神祷告。那么不信主的人祷告，神听不听呢？
We sometimes think that the prayer is a privilege of the believer. Now we can indeed pray to the Father, God the Father. Now the question is, those who have not believed, if they pray, would God listen?
你是不信主的人，祷告神听不听？
Now you ask yourself, if non-believers, when they pray, would God listen?
如果不信主的人祷告神不听，我们这里没有一个得救的。
Now, if unbelievers, when they pray, God for sure will not listen, then none of us would be saved.
因为没有一个人生下来就是信主的。
Because none of us, when we were born, we were a believer.
但是神听祷告呢，的确也是看不同的情况，听不懂的人的祷告的。
But indeed, when God listened to our prayer, He listened to our different people in different circumstances.
不同的情况底下，有的时候神听，有的时候同样你再祷告，再过一个时候神不听。
In the same circumstances, at one time God may listen, and at different time God may not answer, may not listen.
基督徒情况不同，有的时候刚出生，他刚重生，他就是一个新生儿。
Christians in the different circumstances, for example, a newborn Christian is like a newborn baby.
新生儿祷告很多的时候神听。
And for newborn baby, when he prays, oftentimes God will listen.
但是过了些时候，他慢慢长大了，他同样在祷告，神却不听。
But after a while, when he grows up, he prayed the same prayer, God may not listen.
现在的问题就是说，神要我们的祷告那个深度要慢慢的有进步。
The issue here is when we grow up, God wants our prayer to have an increased depth.
我觉得所谓深度呢，就有一个转折点。
Now, regarding this matter of depth, there is a turning point.
这个转折点在哪里呢？
Where is the turning point?
开始的时候，我们初心主的时候，所有的祷告都是以自己为中心的。
At the very beginning, when we first believe the Lord, all our prayers are self-centered.
所有求的都是父啊，给我，给我。
All we have asked for is, Father, give me, give me.
父啊，你替我做这个，替我做那个。
Father, do this for me and do that for me.
替我解决这个问题，替我解决那一个问题。
Solve this problem for me, solve that problem for me.
说了不好听一点，就是追求与主同在，也是以自己为中心的。
Now, even when we look for the presence with the Lord, it was self-centered.
就是说，主啊，你是我的享受。
We say that, Lord, you are my enjoyment.
你要与我同在。
And you have to be with me.
你与我同在，我就是全世界不要也可以。
And if you are with me, then I can forsake all the world.
你看，这已经是很属灵了嘛。
And this actually sounds very spiritual.
但实际上呢，他这个神的同在，神的享受是为自己。
But in reality, the presence of the Lord that he's asking for, and it's actually for his own enjoyment.
当我们都知道，这谁都，我们这里不相信啊。圣经的知识已经相当的丰富了，所以我想一提你们就知道。
And I believe, brothers and sisters sitting here, the knowledge of the Bible is very quite rich. So I believe that for me just to mention, you know.
那么圣经告诉我们说，基督徒长大的有一个特点，就是从信心开始。慢慢长大到最后，他是爱。
And the Bible tells us that in the growth of in the spiritual growth of a Christian, the beginning is faith, and then it will grow into love.
就像彼得后书第一章所说的，你们有了信心，又要加上德行；有了德行，又要加上知识；有了知识，又要加上节制。有了节制，又要加上忍耐；有了忍耐，又要加上什么？虔诚。你还没到呢。
Okay.
有了前进，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄心，才到了爱。
Okay.Like the Second Peter said, that we have to have faith, and with faith we have to have virtue. With virtue we should have knowledge. With knowledge we have to have self-control. With self-control we have to have patience. After patience we have to have godliness. After godliness, with brotherly love, after that, then we have love.
他操不起。那我们看这个雅各书的时候也是这样。
Now when we read James, the same.
雅各这本书是都知道，不是不信主，是已经信了主，追求主，向前，圣灵长进的那一本书。
Now, the book of James is not for.
Not James. Song of Song.
Oh, 雅
各。
Okay, the book of Song of Songs is not for just one who just believes in the Lord. The Song of Songs is for those who actually have some spiritual growth and aim for spiritual growth.
所以雅各这本书是讲信徒跟主的爱的关系。
Song of Songs speaks about the love relationship between a believer and the Lord.
因为我们都记得雅各是很特别这么一本书，开始头一句话，愿他永嘴永口与我亲嘴。
At the very beginning of Song of Songs is May he kiss me with the kisses of the mouth.
因为他的爱情比酒更美。
For his love is better than wine.
他的名好像倒出来的香膏。
His name is like a oil poured out. Fragrance poured out.
我现在脑筋不好，有时候也背不下来。以前我很能背圣经。
Now I'm old. I'm not. My memory is not that well, that good. But I used to be able to remember all this.
开始的时候，这个苏拉密女对他的良人关系是：良人属我，我也属他。
At the beginning, this woman, this Shulamite, her relationship with the Lord is that my beloved is mine and I am his.
后来呢，是我是我的良人，良人也是我。
Then, after that, is I am my beloved and my beloved is also mine.
到了最后呢，我是我的良人。他也怜慕我。
And finally, it is I am my beloved, and he also delighted in me.
开始的时候，他跟良人的关系非常好，一刻也不想离开。
And at the very beginning, her relationship with her beloved is so close, she would not want to be away by a moment.
所以他一直想把良人乖到他自己那个房间里。
So she, all the time she wanted her beloved to be confined into her room.
在那里，如果不见了，他马上去找，一找到了，马上拉回来，拉到什么地方？拉到他的房间。
Now, whenever her beloved is away, she would go quickly trying to find him when she.Find him, she would take him back to her own room.
但是主，他要把人救出来，是为了跟他一起成就神的旨意，要我们出去的。
But the purpose that the beloved that the Lord saves us is so that we can be with him for him to fulfill.His purpose, and he will leave with us.
所以到了最后要主要领他这个良人到了那个山呐、啊，可以底下有狮子洞，有这个豹那个洞。
So there was a time when the beloved actually brought her to a high mountain, under which they could see.The lion stand and the leopard stand.
我是不是讲了走题了？
I hope I'm not going beside the subject.
我意思是我们祷告也是一样。
What my point is, our prayer is the same.
我们的祷告，今天我们的祷告，它是一直以自己的需要、自己的想法、自己的愿望为中心呢，还是以主神的旨意、神的国度、他自己神所需要我们祷告的那个为主题
？Now today when we pray, is it our center our own will, our own thought, and what we want to do, or the center is the will, is God's will, God's kingdom, and God's need.
其实说，也许我们就是有心里的生老弟兄在这里，我要是说了不对，请你原谅，因为我觉得我们祷告的时候，祷告聚会时候大家一坐下来，我们现在祷告啊，现在弟兄姊妹有什么要祷告的题目，大家提一提。
Now, oftentimes when we just pray, have a prayer meeting, what we do is we sit together and we sit right upright, and then we say, "Oh, brothers and sisters, are there burden of prayer that please mention so that we can pray together?"
我想最多提出来的呀，哎呀，现在某某弟兄病了，某某姊妹身体不好。有些弟兄姊妹有难处。
And oftentimes when we pray, the prayer burdens are so that a certain brother is sick, a certain sister has poor health, and certain other brother is in certain kind of difficulty.
我觉得最好一点的就是，主啊，我们现在太软弱了，这个情况真是。不好，求你复兴我们的教会。
And sometimes sometimes we do it like this. We say, now we are spiritually very weak, and we are not in good spiritual condition. Lord, revive us and revive your own church.
至于到了最后呢，我们才很多弟兄，我倒不是说我们聚会是这样，我也参加过别的弟兄姊妹在一起祷告。到了最后祷告才，我们是天上的父母，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，行在天上。我们所用的饮食，今日是给我们背完了，我知道已经结束了。
And then sometimes I'm not talking about our brothers and sisters here, but sometimes I attend some prayer meetings, and then at the very very end of the prayer meeting, they will say.My Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, and so on. So,
有一个时候我自己在那边想，主教导我们的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这一些东西神都要赐给我们。
And actually, the Word of God teaches us, that the Lord teaches us, that seek ye first.His kingdom and righteousness, and then these other things will be given to you.
还有一个呢，我觉得我自己啊，你们如果觉得我讲错了，明天可以提。很多位弟兄姊妹祷告啊，这不少，但是为弟兄姊妹疾病祷告呢？绝大多数都说主啊，你是全能的，你是至大的医生，所以你没有做不到的事，人做不到，你能做到。那么这个弟兄病了，那个姊妹病了，求你赶紧给他治好。
It's oftentimes when we pray for some brothers or sisters who have sickness, we say that Lord, you are the greatest physician.There's nothing you cannot do. So Lord, heal this brother and heal that sister.
如果你祷告不灵的话呢，他病还好不了的话呢，他就马上会想到，可能他还有一个隐藏的罪在里头。
And then after you pray, suppose his illness is still there, then you will think, but maybe this brother still has a hidden sin.
所以我也是想这个问题，是不是神每一个病了，你一祷告，他都要把他治好
？So I often think about this question on the part of God. Now, is it true that every time When you pray for a somebody's sickness, God will have to heal him.
所以有一个弟兄，其实那个是哪一个弟兄我记不得了，他说过，他说丁弟兄，我就发现我们为病人祷告是十个是九个不听的。
So some brother comment to me that brother Dean, oftentimes we pray for brothers and sisters who are sick, but nine times out of ten, God did not listen.
因为你个个都求他活嘛，但是最后你是个个都。
And actually, you pray that everyone will live, but actually not everyone would live.
我有时候也想。我说如果神要治好他，他可以，他有能力到了可以给他治好。
And sometimes I think that indeed, if God wants to heal him, of course he can heal him.
他能够治好他，不管是什么病他都可以治好，他也可以叫他不病嘛。
Now if God can heal him in every sickness, he can heal him. God can also make him not get sick.
他既然可以叫他治好，他是全能，当然是全能，能够治好。那他当然没有能力叫他保守他不病嘛。
Now, if God is able to heal every sickness, God is also able to protect him from sickness.
如果神要他不病，我觉得神也得麻烦。你既然要叫他不病，你保守他不病就完了，又叫他病，病完了嘛又叫他好。
Now, so I thought to myself, now if this brother is already sick, now we want God to heal him immediately. It seems to be contradictory because you know, God already has allowed him to get sick.
所以我也查查圣经。
So I looked into the scripture.
是不是所有的病人神都治好？
Now is it indeed true that all ill people were healed by God?
是不是神叫他病了，叫他早一点死，就是坏事情？
Now in case God causes or allows a person to die early, is that definitely a bad thing?
旧约圣经里啊，有一个王啊，是以色列的王耶罗波安。
And in the Old Testament, there is a king of Israel. His name is Jeroboam.
这个耶罗波安啊，是一个坏皇帝。
Jeroboam is an evil king.
最坏的一个，他就是塞巴德里跟撒玛利亚山上烧了两个金牛犊。
And Jeroboam was one of the most evil kings. He actually made two golden calves on the mountain of Samaria.
后来他的儿子病。
And then his son was sick.
病的那个也不轻。
And there was not an easy sickness.
所以耶罗波安呢，就叫他的妻子，他说：“我的这个王啊，有一个。”先知告诉我的，他说你可以拿十个支派，他告诉我的，现在我的儿子病了，你去问问这个先知，我的儿子能好不能好。
There was a mention, there was a, he told his wife that there was this prophet who in the past have said something about 10 tribes. Now you go ask that prophet whether my son can get well.
所以耶罗波安就化妆了一个普通的妇女，他就要去问这些事情。
So Jeroboam disguised himself as a woman, and he went to try to inquire about this matter.
这位老先知啊，眼实在是老了，眼睛看不清，但是他里面非常清楚，因为神指示他说，那个耶罗波安的妻子要来。
And this old prophet, he was old, but his eyes couldn't see well, but his insight was very clear. because God has told him that this Jeroboam, his wife would come to you.
结果耶罗波安妻子一进他的门，他就说：“耶罗波安妻子，你为什么化妆了？我告诉你，你的儿子临死。”
So this old prophet, when this disguised woman come in, I'm sorry, when this woman comes in, Jeroboam's wife, and he said, "Why do you disguise yourself? Your son, for Jeroboam's son, will for sure die."
那么是不是耶罗波安的儿子神说你一定要死，是个好事吗？是个坏事呢
？Now when God says Jeroboam's son has to die, is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
因为耶罗波安全家都要杀掉，只有这一个小孩在神面前是好的。
And actually, the whole household of Jeroboam deserves to die. Only this child is good before the eyes of God.
既然只有他一个好的，他又病了，让我们想，神应该治好他吗？让他死啊
？Now, this child is only one in the family who is good. Now, in our thinking, God should not have let him die.God should have healed him.
结果耶罗波安的妻子一回到他的家，一进他的家门，他儿子就死。
And then this Jeroboam's wife, and when she returns home, when she enters into the house, her son dies.
耶罗波安全家都是受咒诅的，就是这一个孩子好，所以呢。神让他死了，他可以平平安安的进到坟墓里去，人家为他哀哭，其他的都给杀了。
Now, all the household of Jeroboam were cursed, and only this child was good. Now this child now died in peace, and he could went into the tomb, and people weep about him, but everybody else was.
还有一个是伊丽莎
The other one is Elisha.
伊丽莎是伊利亚的接班人，是不是
？Elisha is the one who followed Elijah.
这个伊丽莎要求伊利亚说你要求什么？伊丽莎要求的。
Elijah asked, "What do you want?" And Elisha has a very wise request.
他说，感动你的灵，加倍的加，感动我。
May the spirit which move me twice.
这个以利亚也觉得说，你这个求的难得。
And Elijah feels that you indeed have asked for a wise thing.
不知道我们有没有这个胆量，我们祷告聚会的时候也是，神啊，感动以利亚的灵，你干加倍的也感动我。
So I wonder whether in our prayer meetings we could bravely ask the Lord, Lord, the Spirit you have moved Elijah, give me twice that Spirit to move me.
神不偏待人吗
？And God is impartial.
你有信心就可以吗？
If you have faith,
你求求得着吗
？If you ask for, you will.
你无论求什么都可以吗
？Whatever you ask for, I will give you.
不过要求这个大概信心是不太够。
But if we ask for this, maybe we did not have enough faith.
我是不敢这么求。
I dare not ask for this.
那么伊丽莎的确行了很多的神迹。他记载的神迹比伊利亚还多。
Indeed, Elisha performed more miracles, many more than Elijah.
真的是差不多加倍的。
It's almost twice.
但是伊丽莎忽然得了一个病，是不治之病。
But Elisha has got a terminal ill.
不治之病嘛，那个幼儿失血，是哎呀，这个王先跑到那去， 哎呀，我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊，你怎么定了呢？
And then this king of Israel went to Elisha saying, my father, the soldiers and horses and chariots of Israel, how come you get sick?
因为以色列那时候，这个能够打胜亚兰人呢、啊，主要靠的伊丽莎。
And because that time Israel, the people knew that they could defeat the Aramaic because of Elisha.
现在我要问问弟兄姊妹。
Now I want to ask brothers and sisters.
伊丽莎怎么死的
？How did Elisha die?
怎么死的
？How did he die?
圣经里写的很简单，伊利亚死了。
伊利莎
死了。
Okay. 对。The Bible said it very simply. Elisha died.
他死了，他不治之病死了。
And he had this terminal ill. He died.
所以我是这么想，一个弟兄或者一个姊妹病了。头一个我在想要问问神为什么把病嫁给他。
So this is my thinking. When a brother or a sister is ill, the first thing I want to ask the Lord is why, Lord, you have allowed this brother or this sister to be sick.
我要到美国来以前啊，哎呀，这个腰痛。
This time when before I came to the United States, I have this pain in the back.
那么好些弟兄姊妹都说，哎呦，你这么样子你怎么去啊？
And many brothers and sisters ask me, in your shape, how can you go to the United States?
我说外面痛，里面很邪。
And I said exteriorly, I mean bodily, I'm sick but painful, but inside of me, I have joy.
那么弟兄姊妹其实也是非常爱我，他说弟兄我们为你祷告。
And brothers and sisters, they loved me and they said, Brother Ding, we'll pray for you.
我说你怎么为我祷告？
I said, how are you going to pray for me?
求神马上医治好。
And to ask the Lord to heal me immediately, that's what they said.
我说啊，你这个祷告不灵的。
And I said, your prayer will not work.
如果神要我健健康康的去，何必叫我痛了又要你来祷告了叫我好？
Now, if God indeed wanted me to go over there in health, now why God would let me get sick and then ask you to pray so that I can get healed?
那弟兄姊妹觉得一定为难了，那么怎么祷告？
So I gave this trouble to my brothers and sisters, and how could they pray?
我说啊，我都有点清楚，为什么腰痛。
And I told them that I'm quite clear why I have this pain in the back.
你们知道不知道
？Do you know?
不知道啊。
You don't know.
所以我是一个很败坏的人，需要管教。
Because I'm actually a corrupted person, and God has to discipline me.
当然，我也喜欢做一个讨神喜悦的孩子。
Of course, I love to be a child that pleases God.
那这个人的天然的这个败坏很难很难去掉。
Now, the natural corruption of a man is very hard to be taken away.
因为我到82岁的时候啊，我发现啊，血压不高。
When I was 82 years old, I found that my blood pressure is not high.
没有什么心脏病。
And I don't have a heart problem.
也没有糖尿病。
And I don't have a diabetic problem.
就是眼睛差一点。
And my eyesight are not so good.
牙齿呢，小的时候爱吃糖，所以牙齿坏。
Now I have bad teeth because when I was young, I loved candy.
以后其他的呢，好像挺健康。
And the rest of us seems to be very healthy.
所以说，哎呀，丁弟兄，你八十二岁了，八十多了，你还有这么好的身体，所以我也觉得很得意。
So when other people say that, Brother Ding, you're 82 years old, you're so healthy, I'm very proud of myself.
你怎么有身体好？这是神的恩典，神赐给你的。你觉得说这是谁的
？You are in good health. You are very proud, but you don't know that God has given you this health.
我还归功于文化大革命。
And I even give credit to the Cultural Revolution.
文化大革命了以后，叫我劳动，劳动，劳动，原来。我有很多病的，劳动劳动劳动，身体啊的确很好。
Indeed, during the Cultural Revolution, they forced me to labor, and in the past I had troubles here or there. But during these Cultural Revolution, I was exercised to be quite healthy.
所以没有把荣耀归给神。
So I did not give glory to God.
好吧。你身体好是不是
？So you think you're very healthy.
你可以随便走来走去啊。
You can go here or there at will.
试试看。
And try it.
这下弟兄姊妹就去很有爱心，给我按摩，用力的按摩，我看到汗都出来了。
Now indeed, some brothers and sisters, they really, they have so much love for me. They actually massage my back, you know, even to the extent that they sweat.
最后呢，我这个腰更痛了。
But my back gets even hurt even more.
求主饶恕我。不过这是事实，就是这样。
May the Lord forgive me, but this is the fact.
什么时候我能够真听话了，我想大概是不同。
Whenever I can really listen to Him, and I think my back pain will be over.
神也，这个我们不懂。神说你不要像无知的罗马，必须要用披头。加怀弄在你那里，你才听话，是不是啊？
The word of God says that you do not be like a foolish a horse. You have to have this bits in your mouth, and then this thing that then you listen.
这个东西啊，真的像个夹娃一样。
Now this thing here is really a
这下我想怎么？想到哪里去到哪里去，我说主啊，这个你的看看你允许我就去。
This is a really a physical restraint, like physical restraint on me. So I say, Lord, when I go, only if you allow me to go, then I will go.
神实际上最注重的他的儿女，或者是他的仆人，最重要的是听他的话。
What God asks of His children and also His servant, the most important thing is to listen to Him, is to hear Him.
我们的祷告，神要我们祷告的很少是为着世界上的那些好处。
What God wants us to pray, very seldom is for the benefit of the world.
主要的是说我们属灵生命的那个性格上成为像神那样。
Then mainly, God wants us to have in our spiritual life that we can be, like His Son.
其他的什么苦难、试炼这些东西啊，是叫我们，比方说我们有信心。但是这个信心没有经过试炼的话，那么这个信心啊，不值钱。
Like for example, faith. If faith is not tried, not tested, then this faith is not valuable.
所以神叫我们经过试炼。
So God allow us to go through test.
好像彼得说，食物有很重大意外的那些事情临到我们的时候，你们不要怕。
So Peter says when the things, unexpected things happen to you, do not be afraid.
因为你们的信心经过试炼，就必能够能坏的精进和宝贵。
Because your faith tried by fire is more valuable than gold that can corrupt.
很多的时候我们是不是真有爱心？
So oftentimes do we really have that love?
有没有爱？
Do we really have love?
也要经过试炼。
And that has to be tested also.
所以经过试炼呢，这个思念这个东西啊，都不是个好的环境是来思念。
So when we go through tests, we're not going through tests in an easy environment.
而且这个思念常常是事实没有关系，事实40。
The test sometimes has to do with this number 40.
以色列人在旷野漂流了四十年。
The Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
以色列人抬了十二个支派，十二个探子去探那个迦南地，也是四十天。
And when the 12 spies were sent into Canaan, they were there 40 days.
主耶稣在旷野说，魔鬼的试探也是四十天。
When the Lord Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted by Satan, it was 40 days.
试炼都是难受的东西。
And the trial is difficult.
但是试炼呢，是神要看我们，熬炼我们，苦炼我们，要知道你的心内究竟是如何。
But this test is what God wants to try to test us to see.So that we know our true condition in our heart.
经过试炼以后，就要试我们生命的冠冕。
And after the test, then He will give us the crown of life.
所以我们记得说，我们祷告要求的是神所希望我们得到。
So in our prayer, what we ask for.Should be those what God wants us to have.
我们今天祷告，比方说你们是爱我，愿意丁弟兄，你这个腰痛马上就好。
So today when we pray, for example, brothers and sisters love me, and you will pray that, well, may the Lord heal your back pain immediately.
但是神爱我的缘故，他所希望我的是做一个生命的孩子。
But God, because of He loves me, what He wants out of me is to be an obedient child.
也许你觉得我不太，不太违背神吧。
And maybe you think that the brother Ding, you probably have not violated the Lord that much.
但神知道。
But God knows.
神有的时候不管教，我们就是不听话。
And sometimes,Without the disciplining of the Lord, we indeed do not want to listen.
不过我也求求你们不要说你家中他的腰痛。
But I also ask you not to pray that the Lord give him more pain.
我受不了。
And I won't be able to follow him.
不过我真是盼望，神要我们所祷告的，寻求他的国和他的义。
But my hope is.That we know that what God wants us to pray.
什么是义呢？
First to seek His kingdom, His righteousness.
我常常在那边想，求神的国和他的义，这个怎么求法？
So sometimes I think to seek His kingdom and righteousness. How do I seek?
我们就只会这样求。愿你的国降临。
So we can only say that thy kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
怎么降临到地上呢？
But how does it come on earth?
我们不是已经有义了吗？
Then, didn't we already have righteousness?
我们不是已经因信称义了吗？
Aren't we already justified by faith?
我们怎么还要求义呢？
Why do we still ask for righteousness?
我们究竟有义了没有义呢？
Then do we have or have not righteousness?
我们是不是还要求义？
And are we still seeking righteousness?
我也记得保罗给提摩太写信是怎么说，你要与清心祷告主的人一同追求什么？第一个公义、信德、爱心、和平，是不是？
And Paul wrote to Timothy that you have to pray with those who have a pure heart toward the Lord, seeking righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
还应该再加上忍耐、谦卑、宽恕、怜悯这些。但是我很少在祷告聚会的时候，主啊，你要给我们公义。
We should have asked the seeking for patience, humility, and forgiveness. But very rarely I hear brothers and sisters in prayer meetings asking that God give us righteousness.
也很少听见说，主啊，你给我们信心，也有一点，也是给我们更多爱心，但是很少是给我们和平。
Sometimes I heard brothers and sisters asking for faith, asking for love, but really we ask for peace.
我也很少听见些人说，像约翰那个，就是说我死了，我也派来了。约翰就祷告说：“主啊，我愿你来。”
And like in Revelation, the Lord said, "Indeed, I'm coming quickly."And then I rarely hear brothers and sisters to pray like what John said, the Lord, we will that you come soon.
我们到神面前不能作假。
When we come to the Lord, we cannot be false.
我们真的有没有个心说主啊，我迫切愿望主你现在就来。
Do we have a real heart and asking fervently that Lord, come now?
说真话，有一个姊妹倒是说真话。
And we have to speak truthfully. And one sister indeed spoke truthfully.
我倒还是第一次听过这样的祷告。
And that's the first time I ever heard such kind of prayer.
她说：“主耶稣，我真是想你来，但我又怕你来。”
And she said, "Lord, I really want you to come to return, but I'm afraid of your return."
如果主真的来了，他还怕你看。
Now if the Lord truly returned, she was afraid.
今天我们都知道，在我们的脑子里啊，是已经很清楚知道，主来的时候，我们是可以欢喜他的荣耀。
And in our thought, we seem to know that when the Lord returns, then we can have joy, we can have we actually be glorified.
圣经已经告诉我们说，主来的日子近了，现在是灾难的开始，越来越。
The Bible tells us that the return of the Lord is at hand. Now it is already the beginning of tribulations.
我看见陈锡珍弟兄写了一本书，他说主。那个圣经里的那个应许啊，多少个，我记不清楚。我其实他只剩了20个，是不是还没有？你看我记性还好。
I have read a book written by Brother Christian Chen, and he said there are many promises in the Bible have already been fulfilled, maybe only 20 or so which have not.
这是很小的数目。
And this is a very small number.
我们的弟兄切切地这二十个没有应验的，大概最快要应验的就是主再来，是不是这样说的？
可以。
好，没提，没提，没提。
So our brother Bogan says that out of these 20, and the one that's going to be fulfilled probably the quickest would be the rapture.
被提，就是可以免去这个大灾难。
And if we are raptured, then we can be saved from the great tribulation.
如果我们有一个把握能被提，那么我们这个大灾难对我们来说毫无可怕。
Now, if we are confident of rapture, then this great tribulation is not a fear to us.
如果不能被提，不能被提，我们还留在这儿，是不是？
Now, if we cannot be raptured, then we will remain on earth.
那么这大灾难是非常可怕。
Then indeed, the great tribulation is terrible.
那我们有没有求过主啊？让我们你来以前把我们提上去。
So have we asked that Lord, before you return, take us up?
这个要不要祷告？
Now, do we need to pray on this?
要不要祷告？
Do we need to?
主耶稣是说，所以你们要时时进行，常常祷告。
So the Lord Jesus says that you have to be constantly waiting and constantly praying.
是你们能够站立在人子面前。
So that you can stand before the Son of Man.
你们要谨慎，不要被因为今生的思虑。钱财的迷惑累住你们的心。
You have to be careful so that the worry of this world, the charm of the money could bind your hearts.
以至于主来的时候，我们还留在地上。
That we are still on earth when the Lord returns.
不能被提。
That we could not be raptured.
现在祷告神的要求我们呢是以他的旨意为念。
Now what God requires us about prayer is that we have his will to be our thoughts.
我们把从为我们自己这个以自我为中心的祷告转移到为主为了神的旨意。为了他要再来，为了神的计划要完成，这样的来祷告。
What God wants is we turn our self-centered prayer to a prayer for the fulfillment of His will, for His return.
祷告这个东西啊，跟其他一样的，你要会祷告。你必定去祷告。
The matter of prayer is like other things. If you want to know how to pray, you first have to pray.
你不去祷告的人，你永远学不会祷告的。
If you do not go to pray, then you never learn how to pray.
其实很多东西啊，我们今天有一个难处，就是道听的很多，真行的很少。
And we often have a difficulty these days that we have heard many messages, but we have done or acted very little.
操练身体益处还少。
And to exercise body, the benefit is not much.
为了金钱，凡事都有益处。
Now, but for godliness, everything is beneficial.
越是有今生和来世的好处。
And it has the benefit of this life and the coming age.
你要身体好吗？你就要去操练。
If you want to have bodily strong, then you have to go do exercise.
那我真的看见有几个老年人，他们身体一直保持好，他是不断的操练的。
Now, indeed, I have seen some older people. They are very, very healthy because they continue to do exercise.
但是如果我们这个属灵的生命要健康呢，是需要敬虔的操练。
But if we want to have a healthy spiritual life, then we have to exercise godliness.
我去问过好些弟兄姊妹，我说敬虔的操练怎么操练？
I have asked many brothers and sisters how to exercise godliness.
敬虔的操练跟那个彼得前书说的，后书说的前进、敬虔、前进，是有没有区别啊？
In the Second Peter, and godliness versus the another word in the Second Peter, is there any difference? Anybody can help you? But the question says he doesn't know.
因为他说是有了忍耐，又要加上前进，是不是啊？有了前进，要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心，又要爱。这个前进是，而提摩太呢，却告诉说你要敬虔。前进跟敬虔是一回事吗？是两回事吗？有什么区别呢？
And there's the godliness mentioned in the Second Peter. There's also godliness mentioned in Timothy. Are they the same thing? Are they the same thing?
那么有弟兄说，敬虔，敬在前，前面，虔呢在后面。
Okay. Some brother says, one emphasizes respect first.
那么前进呢，前在前面，进在后面。
And another version would emphasize godliness first and then respect the second. By the way, this is in the context of Chinese.
后来我去查他那个希腊原文那个字典，一看原来两个是一个字。
Then when I went back to see the Greek version, these two words, the one in Timothy and the other in second Peter, although in Chinese they are different, but they actually the same word in Greek.
我也发现讲到敬虔操练的书不多。
And also discover that very few books mentioned address this question of exercising godliness.
也许陈锡芬弟兄为了想你看得太少了。
Brother Christian may think that, well, you haven't read enough of books.
真的是不太多。
Yeah, maybe there are indeed not too many books.
我也很希望有一本书啊，能够将敬虔操练第一步怎么样，第二步怎么样，第三步怎么样，第四步怎么样。因为这个操练嘛，都是要有个具体的嘛，啊。
And I also wish that I could find a book that can say, in order to exercise godliness, you have to do first step this, the second step that, the third and fourth. Because if it teaches you how to exercise, it has to have steps.
但实际上呢，我想有一样事情。一个敬虔的人，或者是虔诚的人，他一定是一个祷告的人。
But I think there's one thing. If one person is godly, then he for sure would be a prayer person.
而且他是这个不住祷告的人。
And he should be a person who pray in without stop.
所以保罗就是一个敬虔的人。
So Paul is one who is godly.
他祷告的，保罗祷告跟我们的祷告，我发现不一样。
I discovered that Paul's prayers are different from our prayers.
所以我在这里也有一篇是保罗的祷告。
So here in my notes, one of them is the prayers of Paul.
你回去再看，回去再看。
Don't read it now. You read it when you go back.
我写的这个保罗祷告不完全。
Now, what I described about the prayer of Paul is not complete.
因为我在 我看了一个是那个巴克，1975年在香港跟弟兄们有一次分享。
I read the record of a sharing by Brother T. Austin Sparks in 1975 in Hong Kong.
他光讲保罗的祷告就讲了三堂。
He spent 3 sessions talking about the prayers of Paul.
Sparks 说啊，有一个弟兄啊，他光是解释约翰福音17章主耶稣那个最后的祷告。他是写了大概454那个 page。
Brother Austin, T. Austin Sparks mentioned that there was a brother who expound on this matter of prayer in John chapter 17, and he wrote a book for 454 pages.
你把它都读会了以后，你不去祷告，你是一点用处也没有的。
And he said, now if you have read that book, all these thick book, But if you don't go to pray, then it's totally useless.
我们现在呢，常常是在为难的时候、困苦的时候，这时候才祷告。
The oftentimes for us, we only pray when we run into difficulty.
而且这一个祷告呢，不是按照神的旨意祷告，是按照我们的需要祷告的。
And that pray not according to the need of God, but according to the need of me.
我相信祷告这个题目就是你再给你神给你很多的时间，如果你不好好去祷告也是学不会的。
Now this the subject of prayer, even if God give us more time to talk about this thing, if you do not pray, you still cannotLearn the lesson of prayer.
所以我们要第一个，我们要好好去祷告。
So the most important thing, first, we have to go to pray.
怎么祷告？
How to pray?
我也不知道。
I don't know.
不过我也知道。最开始的祷告就是说有需要我就在祷告。
And of course, at the very beginning, when I have need, and then I pray.
我头一个开始祷告答应的，就是我还没有信主、还没有重生得救的时候，一根鱼刺扎了我的喉咙。
In my own experience, my first prayer was that before I was even saved, I prayed when I was little.Because the fishbone actually got into my throat.
那时我在初中刚一年级，我的妈妈送我到这个学校以后，就对我说：“孩子，你知道吗？妈妈离开你，不要怕，有天父看顾你。你有什么难处，祷告学习。”
When I was in the first year in junior high, my mom brought me to school, and she said.Do not be afraid. There is a heavenly Father that actually looks after you. Now, if you run into difficulty, just pray.
所以那次啊，晚上晚饭吃了一个鱼刺，掐了以后，哎呀，好痛，咽不下去，拔也拔不出来。我就去吃那个饭团，给他压下去，结果越压越痛。
And that time, I remember at one dinner.I had this fishbone in my throat here, and it's very painful. I could not swallow in, and I could not take it out. And so I decided to actually have a big lump of rice, and I tried to force the thing down, failed.
现在医生来讲，你这种做法非常危险的。你本来在那边，这个可以戳穿你那个。食道不得了的，那是没办法。后来喝水也不行。
And of course I failed, and nowadays the doctor will tell you that's actually very dangerous. Later when I drink water to try to force it down, failed too.
咽一下口水就痛一下。
So anytime I actually swallow even the water, you know, it's painful.
后来我走过一个钟楼， 我们学校一个钟楼底下，我忽然想起来，我的妈妈说，你有困难，你可以祷告。
So when I then I walked by the bell tower at school, and suddenly I was reminded that my mom told me that if you have difficulty, you could pray.
所以我那时候去祷告，我祷告非常快的，我说天父啊，现在有根鱼刺在我这里，我弄不掉，你把它弄掉。
So my prayer was actually very quick. I said, my heavenly father, there is now a fishbone in my throat. I could not do anything about it. Take it away.
我还没奉主耶稣的名呢。
And I did not even ask in the name of Lord Jesus.
就这么祷告完了以后，这一夜没有了。
And right after I prayed, I just swallowed and it went down.
这是我第一个蒙神应许的祷告。
And this is the first prayer that I experienced, and that prayer was answered.
以后啊，差不多都是有困难了，我才祷告。
And later, indeed, when I had difficulties, I prayed, and only when I have difficulty, I pray.
比方说，我要从浙江到四川读书的时候，那时候抗战时候，日本人已经从东北华北慢慢过来了，我要去读书，这条路非常难走，所以我那去祷告。
And during the war with the Japan, I was the Japanese army was pressing down from the north, and I was going to have to go from Zhejiang all the way up to Sichuan, and that was a very difficult journey. So I had to pray.
祷告也很简单。
And my prayer was very simple.
我祷告的时候，到我父亲的坟前祷告，我说：“天父啊，我的父亲已经在地下，不能来看顾我。你是我的父亲，所以你要在我去的一路上保佑我。”
I actually went to my father's tomb and to pray to God. I said, "God, Father in heaven, my father has already died. He could not protect me. Now you protect me on my way.On my journey."
结果他一直是带领我。
Indeed, he and my heavenly father led me all the way.
但是有一次，神不听我祷告。
But once God did not answer my prayer.
他为什么不听我祷告呢？
Why did he not answer my prayers?
那时候我到了重庆要考大学的时候，我有一个想法，我要千辛万苦跑到这里来考大学呢。我要考上一个大学，马上写信回到家里说，我考上大学了。
I had a thought in my mind. I came to Sichuan, Chongqing, to apply and take the exam for a college.And I want to get into the college so that I can write a letter back to Zhejiang, to my family, to say I now have entered a college.
头一个招考的学是国民党中央政治学校。
Okay, the first college that I applied for and take the exam was the National Party, this is the political college.
我是想学医的，不想学政治。
Now, my interest was medicine, my interest was not politics.
我的，所以要去考呢，我就想考上一个以后，我可以去告诉我的家里，我考上大学。
Now, my real intention of taking that exam for that particular college was so that I can get into the college, then I can write to my family that I have succeeded in entering a college.
考完了以后呢？那次我也祷告。
Now after the exam, I prayed indeed.
我那次祷告也很简单，我说天父啊，我考上那个，我考那个学校，你让我考取。
Now, my prayer was simple. I said, Heavenly Father, that college that I took the exam, you let me get in.
那次很稀奇，我第一次听见神给我回话。
And that's also amazing, that the first time I actually heard an answer from God.
他说你为什么要考这个学校？
He said, why do you take exam for this college?
我那时候对神还有一点认识，你知道吧？
In that time, I had some understanding, some knowledge of God.
我心想，你无所不知，我心里想什么呀？你不知道啊？
And I thought, you know everything. Whatever I had in my mind, you know.
我为什么要考我这个心思？你都知道吗？你还问我？你可把我考上去死了。
Now I have this mind, and you know everything. And why do you want to ask? Just let me succeed.
那次很轻，我第一次，神很严肃地跟我说。
But that's for the first time God spoke to me very sternly.
他说你这个祷告我不能答应。
He said, "Your prayer, this prayer, I will not answer."
我想弟兄姊妹怕吃不到饭了，我也怕吃不到饭，所以现在只能停在这儿。
So I think, brother, sister, you have to go to dinner, and I have to go to dinner, so we have to stop here.
你祷告，给我们打。
主啊，我们心里我们心里是欢喜快乐。主啊，因为今天下午我们在这里，主啊，你向我们心里说了真实的话，你向我们心里有一个挑战。主啊，是的，我们往往祷告的时候，我们要求的是自己的好处。主啊，我们很少为你想，我们很少要求你的好处。我亲爱的主啊，求你救我们脱离这个。主啊，我们都不是刚刚信主的人，主啊，我们都是多年蒙恩的人，主啊，我们愿意我们的祷告能讨你的喜悦，让我们愿意我们的祷告能够真是能摸到你的心，所以求主啊，求你给我们格外的恩典，主啊，让我们在让我们实在知道，主啊，我们的祷告，主啊，是需要与你同心的，我们的祷告是需要与你同工的，主啊，你是我们心里的第一位。主啊，你所负担的是我们的负担，主啊，你的感觉是我们的感觉，主啊，你心里所要的也应该是我们心里所要的。主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，愿意你这两天把我们的心握在你的手中，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。